The following is the initiation lecture for Devadevadas, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 13th, 2010, in Mendoza, Argentina.
So today, on this most auspicious occasion of initiation ceremony, we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 8, text number 28. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Manye tvam kalam ishanam anadi Niranam Vibhum Samam Charantam Sarvatra Bhutanam Yat Mita Kali Manyetvam Kalamishanam Anadi Niranam. My disappeared here from the screen, just jumped. Let's see how we can get it back. Let's start over again. Manye tvam kalamishanam. Anadi nidanam nidanam vibhum. Samang charantam sarvatra. Bhutanam yanmitakali Manye tvam kalamishanam Anadi nidam anadi nidam vibhum Samang charantam sarvatra Bhutanam yanmitakali Manye, I consider. Tvam, your lordship. Kalam, the eternal time. Ishanam, just do the Spanish.
El Señor Supremo.
Anadi nidanam.
Anadi nidanam. Sin comienzo ni fin.
Sin comienzo ni fin.
Vibhum.
Vibhum.
Que está adentro, que está dentro y fuera de todo.
Que está dentro y fuera de todo.
Samam.
Samam.
Igualmente misericordioso.
Igualmente misericordioso.
Charantam.
Charantam.
Distribuyendo.
Distribuyendo.
Sarvatra.
Sarvatra.
En todas partes.
Bhutanam,
Bhutanam
de los seres vivientes,
Yatmita,
Yatmita
por intercambio,
Kali,
Kali
disensión,
So I'll read the translation in purport in English because this is being recorded for a worldwide audience, and then you can do the translation after I finish. My Lord, I consider your lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller, without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kunti Devi knew that Krishna was neither her nephew nor an ordinary family member of her paternal house. She knew perfectly well that Krishna is the primeval Lord who lives in everyone's heart as the Supersoul, Paramatma. Another name of the Paramatma feature of the Lord is Kala, or eternal time. Eternal time is the witness of all of our actions, good and bad, and thus resultant reactions are destined by Him. It is no use saying that we do not know why and for what we are suffering. We may forget the misdeed for which we may suffer at this present moment, but we must remember that Paramatma is our constant companion, and therefore He knows everything, past, present, and future. And because the Paramatma feature of Lord Krishna destines all actions and reactions, He is the supreme controller also. Without His sanction, not a blade of grass can move. The living beings are given as much freedom as they deserve, and misuse of that freedom is the cause of suffering. The devotees of the Lord do not misuse their freedom, and therefore they are the good sons of the Lord. Others who misuse freedom are put into miseries destined by the eternal Kala. The Kala offers the conditioned souls both happiness and miseries. It is all predestined by eternal time. As we have miseries uncalled for, so we may have happiness also without being asked. For they are all predestined by Kala. No one is therefore either an enemy or friend of the Lord. Everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. This destiny is made by the living beings in course of social intercourse. Everyone here wants to lord it over the material nature, and thus everyone creates his own destiny under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. He is all-pervading, and therefore He can see everyone's activities. And because the Lord has no beginning or end, He is also known as the eternal time, Kala. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Para Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So today we are observing the most auspicious initiation ceremony. As Srila Prabhupada explains here in the purport, freedom can be used or freedom can be misused. If we engage our freedom in serving the senses, that is misuse of freedom. And for that misuse of freedom, we must suffer so many sufferings. But if we take that freedom and we engage in serving Rishikesha, the master of the senses, that is the proper utilization of freedom. How is that properly done?
¿Cómo es eso apropiadamente hecho?
Rupa Goswami says, Adaugarashvrayam. The very first step is take shelter of the spiritual master.
Srila Rupa Goswami establece el primer principio, toma refugio del maestro espiritual.
Because under the expert guidance of the spiritual master,
porque bajo la experta guía del maestro espiritual,
one becomes free from the bondage of Indriya Seva.
Uno se vuelve libre del cautiverio del servicio religioso.
In other words, at the present moment, we're addicted to Indriya Seva.
En otras palabras, en estos actuales momentos, nosotros estamos adictos a Indriya Seva.
We have been habituated to Indriya Seva for thousands and millions of lifetimes. So, to break free from that addiction,
entonces, para romper con nuestra adicción,
we require the mercy of a spiritual master.
Nosotros requerimos la misericordia del maestro espiritual.
By his mercy, by his blessings, we can become liberated.
Por su misericordia, por su bendición, nosotros podemos volvernos libres de la existencia material.
So, how does one obtain that mercy of Guru?
Entonces, ¿cómo es que uno obtiene esa misericordia del Guru?
By serving Guru.
Guru.
That is the secret of success in spiritual life.
Ese es el secreto del éxito en la vida espiritual.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Toma refugio de el maestro espiritual que
and serve him with love.
Sírvelo con amor.
In this way, you will become showered with his mercy.
De esta forma, tú serás bañado por su misericordia.
And you will get a higher taste.
Y tú obtendrás un gusto superior.
In this world, the only taste we know is sense enjoyment.
En este mundo, el único gusto que nosotros sabemos es el
But by mercy of Guru, we get that higher taste.
Pero por la misericordia del Guru, nosotros obtenemos el gusto superior.
Vishaya vinivartante nirahara-shidehina asavarsam-rishopyasva parang-drishtva nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment.
La alma condicionada puede ser restringida de la gratificación de los sentidos.
Though the taste for sense objects remains.
Pero el gusto por la gratificación de los sentidos permanece.
But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste.
Pero ya que esas experiencias se van experimentando un gusto superior.
He is fixed in consciousness.
Él está fijo en conciencia.
So that higher taste is muy, muy importante.
Entonces ese gusto superior es muy, muy importante.
Without that higher taste, how one can go forward?
Entonces sin ese gusto superior nadie puede seguir adelante.
So Guru, he can bestow that higher taste.
Entonces el Guru
as I was explaining last night, when I realized what taste the devotees were experiencing by surrendering to Prabhupada, I became convinced that I should also become a disciple of Prabhupada. Because by serving Guru, by surrendering to Guru, you experience a taste beyond any taste of this material world.
Porque por rendirse al Guru uno puede experimentar un gusto mucho mayor a cualquier gusto en el mundo material.
So everybody is running after rasa or taste.
Entonces todos estamos corriendo detrás de un gusto o rasa.
But the materialists, they do not realize they. Every taste that they taste is actually bad taste.
Pero los materialistas no se dan cuenta de que todos los gustos que ellos tienen en realidad son malos gustos.
When it is slightly less bad, they think it is good taste.
Cuando es un poco menos malo, ellos piensan que es bueno.
But actually it is nothing but mala taste, bad taste.
Pero en realidad nada más que un gusto malo.
When one can actually taste this Krishna consciousness, this...
Entonces uno puede probar de este gusto de conciencia de Krishna.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. That taste, that mellow taste of being engaged in the devotional service of Krishna.
Ese gusto, esa melosidad por estar empleado en servicio devocional a Krishna.
Then when we got bhakti rasa, you see.
Y cuando obtenemos bhakti rasa,
then you forget all of these nonsense tastes of the material world.
Luego nosotros olvidamos todas estas tonterías de gustos del mundo material.
Somebody may be accustomed to eating stool. They may think it is very tasty.
Alguien puede estar, por ejemplo, acostumbrado a comer excremento y puede pensar que es muy, muy sabroso.
But when they get a taste of strawberry ice cream, they will forget the stool.
Pero cuando él puede probar el gusto de un helado de frutilla,
so, material sense gratification, it is like eating stool.
Sorry.
Material sense gratification is like eating stool.
Entonces, la gratificación material de los sentidos es como comer excremento.
And Krishna consciousness is like strawberry ice cream. So, won't you get a taste for Krishna consciousness?
Entonces, cuando tú obtienes un gusto por conciencia de Krishna,
won't you truly taste what is Krishna consciousness?
Alguien realmente que pruebe lo que es conciencia de Krishna,
you would never think of going back to material sense gratification ever again.
Tú nunca vas a pensar de volver a la gratificación de sentidos otra vez.
So, this initiation ceremony,
entonces, esta ceremonia de iniciación,
is giving the initiates the opportunity now to truly taste what is Krishna bhakti.
Está dando a los que se inician la verdadera oportunidad para que ellos puedan probar de qué es esto de bhakti.
So we hope they will take full advantage of this opportunity.
Entonces, nosotros esperamos de que ustedes puedan tomar total
and tightly embrace the lotus feet of Guru in their hearts.
Y que totalmente abrace los pies del loto del Guru en sus corazones.
Give up the embrace of Srimati Maya Devi.
Dejen de lado el abrazo a Srimati Maya
and Devi. Simply embrace those lotus feet of Shri Guru.
Y simplemente abraza los pies del loto de Shri Guru.
So in this way their lives will be successful.
Entonces de esta forma su vida será exitosa.
And they will surely go back to home, back to Godhead upon leaving this present body.
Y seguramente ustedes volverán a casa de vuelta a Dios después de dejar este cuerpo.
So we would like to thank all of you, assembled devotees, for so kindly coming today to, by your presence, this occasion is becoming more auspicious.
Quisiera agradecer sobre todo a los que han venido para esta ceremonia.
Srila Prabhupada wanted that at the initiation ceremony the 10 offenses to the holy name should be discussed.
Srila Prabhupada establecía de que la ceremonia de iniciación las 10 ofensas al santo nombre deberían ser discutidas.
Because simply following the 4 rules and chanting 16 rounds is not sufficient.
Porque simplemente por seguir 4 reglas y cantar 16 rondas no es suficiente.
To become liberated.
Para ser liberado.
You have to chant avoiding the Nama Parad. If I am Nam Aparadhi, I can go on chanting for millions of years and not go back to Godhead.
Si soy un Nama Aparadhi, puedo estar cantando por muchas vidas y no volver con Krishna.
So therefore, we must very carefully try to avoid these 10 kinds of offenses while chanting Hare Krishna. The first offense is to blaspheme or criticize those devotees who have dedicated their lives for spreading the holy names of the Lord all over the world.
La primera ofensa es de criticar o blasfemar a los devotos que han dedicado su vida a la propagación de los santos nombres del Señor.
We must have all respect for the devotees, you see.
Nosotros debemos tener todo el respeto a los devotos.
Even if I sometimes disagree with one of my dear Prabhus, still I must love and respect him, even though I disagree sometimes.
Incluso cuando a veces tengo un desacuerdo con alguno de algún Prabhu, if we have some disagreement.
Even if there's disagreement, I still must love and respect that devotee.
Aún debo amarlo y respetarlo al devoto.
because actually we're all agreeing to serve Krishna. So on the greater picture, we are always in agreement with each other.
Porque en realidad nosotros todos estamos tratando de amar a Krishna, entonces desde una perspectiva general estamos, todos somos de la misma familia.
The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
La segunda ofensa es considerar los nombres del Señor Vishnu o el Señor Brahma como iguales o independientes a los nombres del Señor Vishnu.
If someone thinks I can chant Durga, Durga, Shiva, Shiva and get the same benefit, that's not true.
Si alguien piensa que uno puede cantar Durga, Durga, Shiva, Shiva y tener el mismo beneficio, eso no es verdad.
The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
La tercera ofensa es desobedecer la orden del maestro espiritual.
So someone may say, well, I'm going to avoid that offense. I know how I'll avoid that offense. I just won't get it. Take a spiritual master, then I won't be disobeying his orders. But that doesn't work, you see, because Prabhupada is the Siksha Guru of all of us, and he is telling us that we must take initiation.
Translate well. So the last.
In other words, Prabhupada is the Siksha Guru of everybody.
Okay. Es el Siksha Guru de todos.
And he is ordering us to take initiation.
Él está ordenando de tomar iniciación.
So if I don't take initiation, I'm disobeying Guru's order. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of a holy name to the imagination. In other words, we glorify the holy name like anything. We say that one pure utterance of Krishna contains more nectar than all this, more happiness, more bliss than all the happiness of the material world put together in one big lump. So someone may say, how is that possible? Just by going Krishna, you can get more bliss even than the demigods in heaven? Surely you must be exaggerating. You're just trying to give me a sales pitch so I'll chant Hare Krishna. But no. No matter how much we glorify the holy name, we can never glorify it enough. There's no question of exaggerating the glories of the holy name. We can never even begin to describe the unlimited glories of the holy name. The sixth offense is to give some mundane interpretation on the chanting of the holy names. This is the nonsense of the scholars, Sanskrit scholars. They will say, well, Krishna means black, and black means dark, and dark means ignorance. Therefore, Krishna means ignorance. And surrendering to Krishna means surrendering to ignorance. So we don't take these rascal scholars' commentaries on the meaning of the holy name. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting.
Entonces la séptima ofensa es de cometer actividad pecaminosa como con la idea de contrarrestar con el canto.
If someone says, I really feel like falling down tonight, I'm going to go to get drunk, but tomorrow I'll chant some extra rounds to make up for it. No, don't commit sins and then think I can overcome it by chanting. Initiation means no more sin. I'm vowing never to commit sin ever again. Finished.
Iniciación significa yo dejo de cometer pecado.
I think in Spanish the word sin means without. Sin?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you combine the Spanish and the English, sin, without sin.
Entonces, como en español la palabra, o sea, pecado en inglés dice sin, que es lo mismo que sin.
So the eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activities, karma kanda. That, well, I'm trying to get a job, and so we'll have everybody over to my house, we'll have a big kirtan so I can get a job. Don't chant Hare Krishna for some mundane purpose. I can absolutely guarantee you this. If you will simply chant for the sake of trying to develop love of Krishna, everything will come automatically. Even Jesus confirms it. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things should be added unto you. It's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22. Ananyaschintayantomam ye jana paryupasate te sham nichibhyuktanam yogachemam vahamyam. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. And Prabhupada elaborated on that in one lecture. He said like this. He says, Krishna will deliver to you, personally deliver to you front door, whatever you need. Now you may say, but Sankarshan Prabhu, I have so many things I need, I'm not getting them, Krishna's not keeping his word. But you, my dear devotees, if that's your argument, then you have failed to note, Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion. That means you have no love except Krishna. That means completely pure Shuddha Bhakti. That's when Krishna personally gives absolutely everything we need, personally delivered to us. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. Well, someone may say, oh, that's very good. I didn't feel like preaching anyway. Someone may say, well, I didn't feel like going on Sankirtan, so this is very good. Now I will avoid the ninth offense.
Ah, sí.
But that's not a proper understanding of the ninth offense. Because we have to take every injunction in the context of the other injunctions. Lord Chaitanya has ordered us to preach to everyone. And we're told not to preach to the faithless. And everybody in this world is faithless. So what is the resolution for the apparent contradiction? The resolution is this. Actually, deep within their hearts, everyone is a pure devotee of Krishna. Everyone is faithful. But they are simply covered by varying degrees of faithlessness. So that means when you preach, you have to expertly touch their faithful nature. Just like the expert Sankirtan devotee, he can approach anyone and convince them to take a book, you see. He knows how to touch their faithful nature. So it is a matter of becoming expert preacher that you know how to speak to the person that they become attracted to Krishna. So the real point of the ninth offense is that you should become very expert to preach according to time, place, and circumstance. So the people will appreciate the message of Krishna that you deliver to them. And the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. And to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. And it's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. What are the various types of inattention? There's one called radar japa. Radar, like the airport, you know, the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's chanting japa like this, you know. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Radar japa. You see? And then there's jabber japa. Hare Krishna, you know what so-and-so did? Krishna, Krishna. Oh, what did so-and-so do? Ram, Ram, like that. Jabber japa.
Jabber.
I mean, pajapa japa. They're doing pajapa and at the same time trying to do japa. Mixing it all together. Prajalpa japa. And then there is what's called dive bomber japa also. Dive bomber, like in the war, the bomber goes down like this and drops the bomb. He comes and drops the bomb like that. Dive bomber. It's an airplane in the war that drops the bombs. He flies very high, but then he goes like this to drop the bombs, you see. So this is dive bomber japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we have to avoid dive bomber japa, pajalpa japa, and that radar japa. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
In this way, we should learn how to dive deeply into Nama Rasa Sindhu. Today they are taking Diksha. And those of you who already have Diksha, you see, we must very carefully avoid these Nama Parads. Because when we can finally get all the nama aparadas out of our heart, Krishna will personally reveal himself to us face to face. So it's a very important thing to give up these offenses. Because this is how we will fully realize
Krishna.
So we thank you very much for coming today, hearing this lecture and attending this initiation ceremony. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, what are the four regulative principles?
Cantar un mínimo de 16.
Cuatro principios regulativos.
No comer carne ni huevos en el mercado. No intoxicarse. No juegos de azar. Y no sexo ilícito.
Did you cover all of them? All right. And how many rounds will you chant every day?
¿Cuántas rondas vas a cantar todos los días?
Un mínimo de 16 rondas.
All right. Good. So, su nombre es Deva Deva Das. So now you have to become the pure devotee of Deva Deva, the god of the gods, Krishna.